Hey, this is Ruby K, and welcome back to Teen Spotlight. So today, I want to talk about competition and what my definition, my idea, my thoughts upon competition, and why I feel like I should bring it up this summer. So I want to talk about competition because, you know, it's summer, people are getting summer jobs, people are experiencing internship, people are experiencing first car, just a lot of stuff happening, loosely happening in the summer or loosely happening before the summer hits. But I want to talk about how competition is so backwards in my generation, my age group, and how we need to change our competition and feeling motivated and feeling inspired to do what the next person is doing, then feeling like you're in competition with them. So it's a story, and then I'm gonna go into what I'm talking about. So I started my internship. I applied to 10 jobs, and prayerfully, Lord, I received a call from them and telling me that I got an interview. But anywho, so I applied to 10 jobs. I was so proud of myself because 2019 has been what a milestone that I wanted. I have been praying to God that I receive a lot of stuff happening, a lot of opportunities, and God has been blessing me back to back. And He has been waking me up to do the things that I've been praying for and wanted to happen. So I also had an internship, and I put like, well, I applied to 10 jobs on my social media. I also put on my social media that I have an internship. My internship is basically focused on my career and my major in college. So I want to be a fashion journalism. So I'm gonna take fashion studies, but I also do journalism in my my major and minor or whatever. Well, I think I put it together. So, you know, it's only two people that like congratulate you, and they're in the same major, be like, good job, I'm proud of you. And a lot of people like are just like looking or sliding through. And when I saw that, it's just so crazy. Like, I had 50 people watch my snap saying nothing, but out of two people, so two of 50 applied, said congratulations for me. And when I look at that, it's like, dang, I'm not an Indian giver. But when I looked at those people who looked, watch my story, half of them I said congratulations to. Even the smallest things I said congratulations to. And I'm not saying social media should make you feel happy, social media should gain everything. No, that's why I took time off of social media, because social media doesn't make you feel like that. Social media is so negative and makes you think about things that you shouldn't even be. It makes you become a monster and think negative, in my opinion. And I just stopped looking at I take a day at a day to not be on social media. But when I saw that, it just really like showed me like my generation is not happy within each other. But when a drama comes in, when somebody arguing, somebody cheating, somebody doing all that stuff, everybody all hopping on that person page, talking to that person. I have witnessed it when I was into it with some people. People I didn't even know was texting me, asking me, what happened? You okay? I heard. But when something good on my end, everybody, only two people said something to you. And it's so crazy, because it's like, why aren't my age group, our generation, are happy for each other? Why can't we say thank you, congrats? Or why can't we say, oh my God, you're doing good, I'm proud of you? And, you know, like, why can't we help each other in the day? We are the generation that's going to help make this world better. Every generation is going to at least uplift the world, at least make the world think differently. And my thing is that we all fighting the same game. Why not help each other when those are almost fighting the game? Or almost accomplishing the game? Or, you know, why? It's people that got their license. They got their car. I didn't get it yet. But they motivated me to do better. They motivated me to, like, okay, let me get on the parking lot and start driving. Like, they motivated me to do better. So why not want to do better if you see somebody apply to 10 applications or got an internship? It was this boy that I know has an internship. This boy that I'm talking with, we cool and everything else. He has a job downtown. And I'm like, congrats. That's so good. You're doing it. I'm happy for you. It just takes 2-3 seconds. And it's like, you know, people don't understand. When you say, you know, people, you know, it's okay, you know, it's okay for, it's, you know, it's a routine for your mother, your father, your family to congratulate you. They supposed to be the first support. They supposed to be your first fan, support everything. But hearing someone the same age as you doing something that you was thinking about doing or you attempt about to do, to say congratulations, that makes someone feel so good. You know, it makes someone feel so happy, so amazed, so joyful when you do that. And that's what I'm saying. Take the time, like, out today. Today is the beginning of the first day of summer, I believe. And if you know somebody who has a child or you see somebody just working hard, say, I'm proud of you, or you're doing good. It puts a smile on somebody. It puts a smile on people's face. And it's just like the world, it's like me and my friend, we was talking, and we were talking about the same complex of how our generation aren't happy within each other. We are more so envy. You want to see each other fail. We praying on each other's downfall. Especially if you don't like nobody, people are praying for your downfall. That's just honestly, period, point blank. But it just shows people are looking for the wrong spotlight. And when somebody doing the right spotlight and has been trying and has had the faith and God has blessed them, they are jealous because that person aren't choosing the negative spotlight. And when I mean the negative spotlight, people are doing, what to say, people are out here doing gangbanging stuff. People are just like stealing, or people are like talking about people to make them seem funny. But when they see somebody doing a good spotlight, which is getting up every morning, going to work, getting up on their own day, they picking their own day to get up, and the grace of God, God's waking them up with that person and going to go get a job. You know what I mean? So it's just like I feel like people nowadays, people don't want to see people reaching for success and reaching for the juice of success. People are just like so into themselves, and when somebody doing something good, they feel like they losing their focus to congratulate them. No, my thing is that, I believe that God is real. I don't care what nobody say. I believe that God is real. When you do something good for somebody, like just do good for somebody, I'm telling you, you get blessings after blessings. And I know, I don't believe in luck. I don't believe in wishes. I believe in blessings. Like, God, I believe God is real. I know God is real. Like, this year, 2019, has been my year because I prayed about it. I manifest on it. I made sure that I fast and I did what I have to do so I can get 2019 for myself. And God has tested my faith, and I have fought through it, and this 2019 has been my year, you know. But people don't like when someone has the blessings and they don't know. Just change. Like, when people do things that you want to do, just ask them, what did you do? Or they didn't know it, or they didn't know it just came up. That's a blessing. But that means you need to change your faith, the things that you do in the dark that no one sees, and do better, because you may get that blessing the next morning. But what I'm trying to say is just like, we, my kings and queens, we need to change our behavior. We need to change the way we think about each other. Just like Tupac said, change the way you eat, change the way you think, change the way you health yourself, change the way your mindset. You know, every day, write a goal. And I said this previously, write a goal, but make sure every day you tell somebody that I'm proud of you. It don't have to be, it could be your family member that may not seek in the love that they have at home. Or maybe it's your friend and maybe it's not seeking none of that at all. But say, I'm proud of you. And those words is really going to change somebody's actions, behavior, because in the day, they know that you're looking at them and they know that you see their success. So today is the first day of summer, I believe, and I pray that everybody is safe, do the things they got to do, enjoy your summer. I'm going to college, so my friends and I are trying to do some stuff. I'm trying to live my life this summer and trying to do some nice summer things before my people and me start moving and continue to move to success. So I hope you all are feeling well. This is Teen Spotlight. This is Ruby K, and see you all later. Bye.